What is it about the Prince George area that it has to take some of these precautions, or at least some of these contingencies, or put some of these contingencies in place? I'm joined by Kathy Lewis this morning. She's president of the Prince George Ice Oval Society, one of the coordinators of the Canada Winter Games, and she's with me in studio. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
So, how are you feeling about the move?
Well, we're disappointed, of course, but extremely grateful that there is the contingency plan so that these athletes who have trained for 4 years have a chance to complete their races. So very happy that the folks up in Fort St. John are able to step in and do what needs to be done.
So fill us in a little bit more. We've been hearing a little bit about it as the morning progresses, but what was it about the conditions at the Oval in Prince George that necessitated this move?
We had very good conditions on Sunday where they were actually able to do some racing. But Sunday afternoon, it got very warm. It was a beautiful sunny day. The problem with that is the lines that we have on the oval absorb the heat. And so we had voids being created in the ice. We patched those. We were out there till about 10:30 that night, patching them with slushies, a mix of snow and water. And we expected about -7 overnight temperatures, which would freeze those in nicely, but we didn't get that. It got to about -2. So when I got there at 4:30 in the morning, the ice was still soft where we had put these patches in. Plus the sun on the lanes themselves had created these sun pits, and the ice was just soft. So they sent the kids out to do their warm-up, but there were big chunks of ice coming out, especially around where these lines were.
Now, just to be clear on this, the short track skaters, they're inside, so they're okay?
That's correct, yeah.
It's the long track outside skaters who have to be moved to Fort St. John.
That's correct.
Okay, so there's still some, if you're a fan of speed skating, you can still see some of it in Prince George. I mean, what does it mean for the city? What does it mean for this event, the fact that, you know, the facilities weren't in place, or at least the ability to make an outdoor track more reliable during the course of the games hasn't come to fruition?
Right. So it is natural ice. We don't have refrigeration, and that is a problem for us. We will never be able to have confidence that we can have ice when we have a major competition, which was what necessitated the contingency plan for Fort St. John. It's also a problem with regard to public skating on the oval. This year, of course, there was some schedule problems with the games. But even this year and last year, we were open and then closed and then open and then closed. And many days we had to close the oval because of soft conditions on the ice. It just isn't safe for skating. So even for public access to this recreational facility, it's limited without having some form of refrigeration.
But given the fact that, you know, so much money was coming into the city through various means to make these games a reality, how disappointed are you that the money wasn't found to put in a proper refrigeration system?
Well, we were pretty disappointed, I think. We know that it's an expensive undertaking and decisions had to be made, and we get that part. It would have been great to at least even have a temporary system put in just for the game so that we could have guaranteed the ice. Mm-hmm. A permanent system is going to be expensive, and so we understand why decisions were made otherwise, but this is what happens as a result.
How's that balanced against perhaps having a more permanent indoor long track facility?
Well, you start talking indoor, things get even more expensive with having the infrastructure costs. We like skating outdoors, but what we really need is that refrigeration to ensure that when it gets to +3 or +4 and we don't get the cold temperatures overnight, that we can still make ice.
What would have been the costs of putting in even a temporary facility or perhaps a more permanent long-term refrigeration process?
I'm not sure the numbers. My understanding is a temporary facility is probably a couple $100,000. I don't know. We are just starting now to look into putting together some numbers for estimates on a long-term permanent refrigeration plant. Mm-hmm. But this last year, we've been pretty focused on the games and haven't developed that proposal very far. So I can't really give you any numbers.
Why don't you think it happened?
I think just decisions were made to put the investments elsewhere into other projects that were part of the games, the Kin 1 renovations. We did get a beautiful equipment building, a legacy project. So our ice makers now, instead of having to move our equipment from an unheated, not very well-lit facility, several hundred meters down to the ice every time they want to do work, they have the equipment is right down at ice level in a beautiful, heated, well-lit facility. So that was a big improvement for us. And I think it was just a matter of making those kinds of tough decisions by the Games Committee.
Having said that, you know, the purpose of getting a Games like this is the fact that, you know, you can put some facilities in place, you can get a rep for internationally and nationally for being able to host different types of sports like this, or at least to put yourself on that map, so to speak. As someone who's put so much time and effort into developing speed skating in the city, I mean, how gutted are you that you can't show the city off properly?
Well, it is a problem. We've known this all along, ever since the Oval's been in Prince George, but especially in the last few years with the impacts of climate change, we've known that we can never guarantee ice without refrigeration. So this didn't come as a surprise. It came as a major disappointment. But we've known all along that we cannot guarantee ice. And because of that, we cannot attract competitions, even at the provincial level, because those things are set up years in advance.
And once these games move out of town, the likelihood of getting those upgrades or the likelihood of getting something more permanent may leave with it?
I don't know about that. We have a very dedicated group of people that are very keen on improving our facilities to make it available, not only for attracting major competitions, but also just for the public, as I mentioned earlier. So I think we will forge ahead and try to develop a proposal and see if we can generate some interest in helping us get refrigeration.
Well, there's a lot of disappointment, I'm sure, in the Prince George level, but at least we get to share some of the game spirit with our friends and neighbors in Fort St. John.
Absolutely.
And from what I understand, there will be some speed skating live on television today on TSN2 starting at 9:30. Now, I'm not quite sure which competitions will be on TSN2 starting at 9:30 this morning, but just you can watch some of the games coverage there. Kathy Lewis, president of the Prince George Ice Oval Society, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.